Today's Amud is Yevamos Pei Aleph Amud Beis. We're holding on Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, 7 lines from the bottom, Amar Le Rabbi Yochanan the Reish Lakish. So the previous sugya, when discussing the androgynous, the ability of an androgynous kayin to feed his wife, who's a Bas Yisrael in Truma, Reish Lakish had mentioned the fact that Truma Bizmanazeh is the Rabbanan. So ask the Gemara now, that Amar Le Rabbi Yochanan the Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish, Mi Savris Truma Bizmanazeh the Rabbanan? Do you really think that? Do you really think that Truma Bizmanazeh is the Rabbanan? So Amar Le in. So Reish Lakish responded that I hold that Truma Bizmanazeh is the Rabbanan. And I have a raya, Shani Shaina, I have a braisa that says that Igul Bi Igulim is Oila. That if you have pressed fig cakes, and there's Truma figs that get mixed with Chulin figs, so it's Ayla, it's bottle. So some background information is needed for this. The halacha is normally midaraisa, so things are bottle derived. You have 2 to 1, 2 things of truma, 1 thing of hulan, it's bottle. Sometimes there's an idea that you need shishim when there's tam, when there's taste that's involved. So tam's kicker, to be mevatel the tam, you need shishim. There's a din derabanan when it comes to truma, that truma is only bottle when it has 100-to-1 ratio. It's only if you have 100 pieces of chulin neged and 1 piece of truma, so then we say that truma is bottle. Some say it's ayla, means you also have to remove a piece, but lemaisa it's bottle in the chulin when it's 100-to-1. So the case over here is talking about where you have a fig cake, like a stick with a bunch of figs on it, and one of them is truma, and it gets mixed with 100 other pieces of chulin. You don't know which one is which. So the halacha is that it's oila, it's batal. Now, what does that have to do with truma bizmanazeh being midrabanan? So Rashi explains that be'etzem figs are a davar shebeminyan. So the halacha is that even though most things are batal, berayv or shishim, like we said, there are exceptions. There are exceptions when you have dvarim chashuvim, when you have things that are chashuv, so then they are not batal. Davar chashuv is never batal. Another example, perhaps, of a davar chashuv, or maybe it's a different category, is called a davar shebeminyan. Something which is sold by the unit, it's sold individually, it's sold by the count, it's sold by the weight. The point is that the seller is makbid on the exactness of what he is selling. So that shows a certain chashivas of the item. When you have a davar shebeminyan is never batal. No matter how much it's mixed with, a davar shebeminyan, machmatz its chashivas, is never going to be batal. We're going to see there's a machlaikas. To what extent does it need to be a davar shebeminyan? Does it have to be something which is es shedarko limanoi, something which is always sold by the count? Or could it even be something which is kol shedarko limanoi, something which is sometimes counted? Sometimes it's counted, kol shedarko limanoi is anything that it's sometimes counted, so then it has chashivas and it's never batal. Reish Lakish is of the understanding that kol shedarko limanoi, that anything which is even sometimes counted, is considered a davar shebeminyan and would never be batal. Now figs are sometimes counted. Figs are sometimes sold by the unit. So the fact that figs could be batal in a fig cake, that the truma fig could be batal in all the chulin figs, even though it's a davar shebeminyan, is very perplexing. How could it be batal? How could it be batal when it's a davar shebeminyan? Elamai, it must be because truma bizmanazeh is only midrabanan. So it's a kula by truma bizmanazeh, that since the whole truma is only truma midrabanan, so therefore they were make that the truma fig can be bottled in this fig cake of other chulin figs. So that's what Reish Lakish says, Raya. Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish, you really hold truma bizmanazeh is the Rabban? And he said, yeah, and I have a raya, because it says igul bigulim is oila. It says that the truma fig can be bottled in the chulin figs. The fact that it can be bottled, even though it's a davar shebeminyan, because kosod arkeli manois, that's a raya, then it must be that truma bizmanazeh is the Rabban. So Amar Leis, Rabbi Yochanan says back, that v'aloy ani shayne chaticha Bechaticha, he says, Ayla. That I have a raya, that even when it comes to Dina de Araisa, it's Ayla. So obviously the reason over here that it's Ayla has nothing to do with the fact that Chum is the Rabbanan. Because I have a braisa that says, Chaticha Bechaticha, that if you have a piece of meat that comes from a carbon chatas, and that gets mixed in with chulin meat, or with tar chatas, so you have tame chatas meat, which gets mixed in with tar chatas meat, so the halacha is that the tuma, the chatas meat that's that's tamei is batal if it's in enough chatas tahira, so it's batal amongst all the pieces of chatas tahira. Now meat is something which is a davar shebe minyan. Meat is something which is sold very carefully. It's weighed. You buy it by the kilo, buy it by the pound in America, wherever you are. Lamaise, it's something which is counted. It's something which is weighed and measured before it is sold. So meat should be considered a davar shebe minyan. At least it's usually sold like that. It's sometimes sold like that. Maybe sometimes people just throw it in a package and sell it as is, but it's oftentimes it's sold as a minyan. So if you're right that would make it a davar shebe minyan, and it's only by truma d'rabbanan, that was your reason, that was your way of explaining the braisa about truma of yigul b'yigulem, so then how is it true by a chatas? How could the chatas tamea be batal and the chatas tahira? Chatas is vadei a din d'araisa. So how is it batal? So elamai, Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, what are you going to have to say? It's because mi savris kol shadarka limane sheninu, es shadarka limane sheninu. The pshan is because it's not called a davar shebe minyan. Figs are not called davar shebe minyan. Meat is not called a davar shebe minyan because it's not kol shadarka limane like you think. It's not things that are even just sometimes counted that have a din of a davar shebe minyan. It's only things that are es shadarka limane. It's only things that are always sold by the count. Those are the things that have a din of a davar shebe minyan, which is why meat is not called a davar shebe minyan, which is why the figs are not called a davar shebe minyan, and that's why they're ayla. That's why they're batal, because it's not a davar shebe minyan. So that's the pshat. That's the pshat into the two braises. Really, chuba bezvan is as daraisa. And like you see by the meat, even by daraisas, we say it's batal. The pshat is because you're wrong about your understanding of davar shebe minyan. Davar shebe minyan is not kol shadarka limanes, even things that are sometimes counted. It's only as shadarka limanes. It's only things that are always sold by the count. Now, Rabbi Yechlin is referencing this idea of kol shadarka limanes, es shadarka limanes, mahi, where does it come from, this terminology, es shadarka, kol shadarka, where is the makar for this machlekes? Says the Gemara d'Itnan. It's based off of a Mishnah in Maseches Zvachim, or a Mishnah in Maseches Arla. The Mishnah says in Maseches Arla that Misha Hayulei Chavilei Tilsad Shalkilei Akerem, if a person has a bundle of fenugreek that has an Isser Kalayim, it grew in a way that has an Isser Kalayim. So the halacha is that Kalayim is Aser Ba'ana, and Yidolku, you have to burn it, you have to get rid of it. It's Aser Ba'ana, it's Kalei Akerem, you have to get rid of it, you have to burn it. Let's say you have this bundle of fenugreek and this arvu ba'acherois, it gets mixed in with other bundles of fenugreek that are not kilei akerem. So you have one bundle of iser that gets mixed into, let's say, 100 bundles of heter. It gets mixed into a bunch of bundles or 200 bundles of heter. So the halacha is kula nidolku divi remeir. Remeir says that all of them have to be burnt, because he says that a bundle of fenugreek is a davar chashuv, it's a davar shebe minyan, and memela it's not going to be batal. So the one bundle of fenugreek is going to aser all the other 200 bundles of fenugreek. Whereas the chachamim say that no, yalu bechen umasayim, that it could be batal, it has to be a 200-to-1 ratio. Kilei akerem is perhaps one of the most chamer, and not like truma where it's 100-to-1 ratio. When it comes to kilei akerem, you actually need a 200-to-1 ratio, but as long as you have that 200-to-1 ratio, so then even the bundle of fenugreek is going to be batal. The chachamim are not masking to this idea of davar shebe minyan. Shahir Remeir Aimer kol shadarka limanes mikadish. Remeir holds to this concept of davar shebe minyan, that things that are counted are never going to be batal because it's chashuv. Whereas the chachamim aimer meini mikadish elashisha dvarim belvad. The chachamim say that no, there are only six things that are so chashuv that these six things are never batal. But not just anything that's sold by the count. It has to be dafka, a certain list of six that the Gemara is going to count soon. And Rabbi Akiva Omer Shiva, Rabbi Akiva adds one, he holds that there are seven things that are considered super chashuv and are never batal. Now, the Elu Hei, these are the six things. It's a Goyze Perech, a Goyzim that come from a place called Perech, Rimayne Badun, pomegranates from Badun, Chavyoy Stumais, barrels of wine or oil that are closed, those are very, very chashuv, V'chelfei Tradin, V'kolchei Krov, Udlasi Vanis, all different types of foods. These six things, they're considered super chashuv, and the Chachamim say that it's dafka by these six things that they're not batal. Rabbi Akiva Moisef Afki Kare Shal Balabayas, and Rabbi Akiva's Moisef, a seventh thing, is homemade bread. Homemade bread is very big, it's very often very large, it's very chashuv. That's never batul, as opposed to baker's bread, which is often smaller rolls. Those are batul, but homemade bread, that's never going to be batul. And Haruyan La'arla Arla, Lekalea Karim, depending on which iser the thing has and what it gets mixed in with, so it's either going to make everything have the din of Kalea Karim, or it's going to make everything have the din of Arla. But the point is that you have a machlaikis where Meir holds any davar shav minyan is never batul. The Chachamim say only a specific list of six, and Rabbi Akiva adds one, a list of seven. Now the lashon of Rabbi Meir, when he mentions this idea of a davar shav minyan, that a davar shav minyan is loy batul, which we pass in the Kermeir, the lashon of Rabbi Meir when he says this idea of davar shav minyan is that he says kol shadarkei limanais. Kol shadarkei limanais mekadesh. That anything that's darkei limanais, even sometimes, so it's mekadesh and asers bahana. However, there's a machlokes about what the correct girsa in the Mishnah is. Rabbi Yochanan savar eshadarkei limanais shaninu. Rabbi Yochanan says that what Rabbi Meir meant to say is eshadarkei limanais. Only things which are always sold by the count, then has a certain chashivas that it will never be batal and it's going to aser anything that it's mixed in with. Whereas Reish Lakish Shavar Kol Shadarkei Limanais Shaninu, that anything which is even sometimes counted, then has a din of a davar shav minyan that's never going to be batal, and mamela it will aser everything else that it's mixed in with. So that's the makar for this machlokes of Yochanan Reish Lakish Esh Shadarkei Limanais Kol Shadarkei Limanais. And L'nyaneinu Reish Lakish had a raya because he held Kol Shadarkei Limanais, so he had a raya from the fact from the brayis of truma that the fig cakes that it must be truma bismanizes derabanan, because otherwise we should never say it's batal. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan has a raya from a case of chatichos of chatas tamei that gets mixed in with chatas tahira, and we say it's oila, that it must be that it, the pshat is because it's not a davar shav minyan. It must be it's oila because here it's daraisa. It must be because it's not a davar shav minyan, and we'll see soon what Reish Lakish will say to that. Says the Gemara, my chaticha. What's this brayis of chaticha that Rabbi Yochanan mentioned? That he had a brisa that a chatas tameh, which gets mixed in with chatas tahira, it's never but that it's ayla. What's this brisa? The Tani, we learned in the brisa. You have chaticha shochatas tameh, shenis arvu b'meah chaticha shochatas tahira. You have a piece of chatas tameh, a piece of meat, and that gets mixed in with 100 pieces of the same size, let's say, chatas tahira. V'chein prusa shal lechem apanim tameh. You have a piece of kachin bread, lechem apanim that's tameh. And it gets mixed in with 100 other pieces of tahar lechem apanim. So the halacha is that even though it's a davar shav minyan, it's something which is at least sometimes sold by the count, the halacha is that it's tala, it's batal, it becomes batal. Rabbi Yechno will tell you because it's not considered a davar shav minyan because it's only sometimes sold by the count. But the Reish Lakish, we'll have to see what he's going to do with this. What he's going to do with the Reish of this Mishnah, of this Reish. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer Laitale. Rabbi Yehuda happens to argue on the Tanakhama, and he says that it's not batal. Aval says the Reisa, Chaticha Shochatas Tohirish and his Arva Bamea Chatichas. Shochulin Tohirish. Let's say not Chatas Tomeh that gets mixed in with Chatas Tohira. Let's say you have a piece of regular kosher Chatas Tohira. You have a piece of chatas that gets mixed in with 100 pieces of chulin. Now the chatas tahira can only be eaten by a kohen, and that gets mixed in with 100 pieces of chulin. So do we say now that Yisrael could eat it? Is the batul and the chulin that now Yisrael could eat it? The Tanakhama said in the Reisha that it's ayla. Would you say it's ayla in this case as well? Says the Braisa. And similarly, v'chein prusa shalechem apanim tahirish and it's arve b'meya prusa shalchulin tahirish. Similar case that you have a piece of lechem apanim that's tar that gets mixed in with 100 pieces of tar bread. Halacha is divrei kol loisale. Even the Tanakhama agrees, and in this case, it's not going to be batal because there's no hefsed. Rashi says you could just give it to a kohen, or some say it's like perhaps like a davar. It's like a davar sheishlo matirin because since it's mutter to a kohen and the kohen could eat the whole thing, so it's like a davar sheishlo matirin. It's not big hefsed, and since you could give it all to a kohen, so we're not going to say that it's batal. Katani mihas l'nyanenu. What's important is that the reisha of the Mishnah says katani reisha that salah, that when you have a piece of meat that's chatas tameya that gets mixed in with chatas tahira, according to the Chachamim, it's oila, it's batal. Fi Reish Lakish, it's a kasha. The Fi Reish Lakish that kol shadarkei limanais shaninu, that anything which is sometimes even sold by the count, It's never batal. So what's the pshat in this brisa in the Tanakhama and the Chachamim that they say a piece of chatas tahira of chatas taneya that gets mixed in with chatas tahira that it's batal? So says the Gemara, Amr b'chia b'reid ravuna bini moicha. Rish Lakish will tell you that the brisa is talking about a piece of meat that's not chashav. We're talking about a piece of meat that dissolved. It's a piece of meat that like dissolved in the gravy, so it's little strands, but it's not chashav anymore, and that's why it's able to be batal. Well, ask the Gemara, ihachi, if so, if it already dissolved and now it's just like gravy, so then my time with the Rabbi Huda. So then why does Rabbi Huda say that it's not batal? Why wouldn't it be batal? If it's not chashav, what would stop it? What would stop the chatas tameya, which is mixed in with the chatas tahiris? What would stop it from being batal? Says the Gemara, the Rabbi Huda l'tameh, damar min b'mino le'batal. It's because Rabbi Huda has a different stopper. He has a different stopper that's l'shitasai in chas, that Rabbi Huda shita is that min b'mino is le'batal. When you have two like things, meat and meat, chatas and chatas, just one's tummy, one's tar. But Be'etzem, it's the same food. So Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that when you have the same thing, the same food, so then min b'mino is loy batal. Famous Ran in Nedarim and Beis, the Ran explains, because bitul only happens when you have two opposing things, so then one has to take over the other. But when two things are like-minded, so then neither has to conquer the other. They can just both work in harmony. So therefore, min b'mino is like batul. We had in Yuma, Makar is from by Yom Kippur, by the Avodas Yom Kippur. The Torah calls the Dama Sayur and the Dama Par, even after it's mixed together, it has a shame, Dama Sayur, Dama Par, even though the Dama Par is much greater, it's much more in volume than the Dama Sayur, so the Dama Sayur should be batul and the Dama Par. It must be because it's dam and dam in b'mino le'bato. Al kapanim, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita that min b'mino le'bato. Mamela, that's the pshat in the brisa. That's why he holds it, even though the meat is not a davar chashav. Rish Lakish will tell you that the brisa being discussed in the brisa, that the meat being discussed in the brisa is not a davar chashav. It was nimaicha. It dissolved. But still, Rabbi Yehuda says that it's not bato because of Rabbi Yehuda Shita l'shitasoy that min b'mino is le'bato. Now ask the Gemara, v'lay nimaicha mai. What would be the din if you have chatas tamei that gets mixed in with chatois, tahiris, and it's not dissolved? Pieces of meat that are there, but not dissolved. So then Rish Lakish would tell you, loy salah. Now it's not batal because it's a davar shebeminyan. It's kol shadarka limane. He said, it's not batal. Well, ask the Gemara, if so, why does the Braisa then talk about chatas tahiris that gets mixed in with chulin? Adetani, aval chatichas shal chatas tahiris, nis'avra b'meh chatichas shal chulin tahiris. Why does the Braisa jump to a case of chulin, loy salah, and that in such a case that everyone would agree that it's not batal, niflik v'nisni b'dida, continue to discuss chatas tamea with chatas tahira, and just say that, when is it that you have this machlaikas? It's dafka b'shini maicha. It's dafka when it's not chashav because it dissolved. But if it didn't dissolve, so then leisala, even the chachamim would agree leisala. Why do you have to jump to a new case of chulin and chatas? Continue to discuss the case itself of chatas tamea with chatas tahira, and just differentiate between nimaicha and leinimaicha. So says the Gemara that tahira is b'tahira is adiflay. This was a bigger chiddush, the fact that when it's tahira and tahira, chatas tahira that gets mixed in with chulin tahira, that lafila tanakam, it's not batal. That's a tremendous chiddush. It's a pell even why. As we said, maybe because it's not big hefsid, it's like a davar sheish matirin, but that's a big chiddush, and therefore it was more nichalay to the Tana to mention this chiddush of tahiris and tahiris, even though in Chanami it's true the Braisa could have also differentiated within chatas and chatas, within chatas tamei with chatas tahira, but it had a bigger chiddush to share when it came to tahira and tahira, and therefore the Braisa jumped to this case of chatas tahira with chul and tahira.